This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet today approved 5 projects, including 4 railway projects and 1 highway project, worth over 13,000 crore rupees. Briefing media after the Cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that 4 multi-tracking projects of railway will cover 8 districts across West Bengal, Odisha, Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh.
5 major decisions have been taken. The first 4 projects are related to the railways, while the 5th is a highway project. The first 4 railway projects include the quadrupling of the Howrah-Chennai main railway route and the quadrupling of the Cuttack-Paradip railway line. The 5th project is the construction of a 4-lane highway from Muzaffarpur via Sitamadi to Sonbarsa. These projects, with a total cost of 13,041 crore rupees, were approved by the cabinet today.
Total 13,041 crore rupees ke projects aaj cabinet ne approve kiye.
The proposed multi-tracking projects will enhance connectivity to approximately 6,448 villages which are having a population of about 60 lakhs. On upgradation of the Muzaffarpur-Sitamarhi-Sonbarsa section of NH-22 in Bihar, the minister said the project is expected to enable faster and safer movement of passengers and freight, improve travel efficiency and strengthen regional connectivity. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India's economic growth is now recognized globally and the country is growing at a range of 6-8%. He said this growth story is driven by 4 key pillars: investment in social, digital and physical infrastructure, inclusive growth and a strong focus on manufacturing. Mr. Vaishnav was addressing the Uttar Pradesh-Japan Investment Summit 2026 in New Delhi today. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today said that the government's foremost priority is to provide high-quality infrastructure while maintaining cost-effectiveness. He emphasized that there can be no compromise on the quality of infrastructure development. Mr. Gadkari was addressing the 4th edition of the Tunnels and Bridges Conference 2026 in New Delhi. The Supreme Court today reiterated the need to institutionalize the National Testing Agency, NTA, with secure infrastructure, dedicated testing centers, cybersecurity systems, institutional expertise, and a permanent mechanism for examination-related operations to prevent future paper leaks. While hearing pleas concerning the NEET UG 2026 paper leak, the court directed the Secretary for the Union Ministry of Education to file an affidavit setting out the steps being taken to implement the Radhakrishnan Committee's recommendations. Kolkata police has formed a special investigation team to probe the death of 9 people in a fire at a hotel on Mirza Ghalib Street in New Market area. The 7-member SIT is being headed by DCDD Sparsh Nilangi, Industry Minister Tapush Roy and Municipal Affairs and Urban Development Minister Agnimitra Paul visited the spot this morning. She questioned how the hotel was allowed to operate despite allegedly lacking adequate fire safety arrangements and an emergency exit. Heavy rain in Uttarakhand, particularly in the hill areas, has disrupted road connectivity at several places. Efforts are underway to restore connectivity at the earliest. Flood situation remains critical in several parts of North Odisha, with Bhadrak among the worst affected, as swollen rivers inundate villages and disrupt normal life. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy rainfall conditions over North Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. In Colombia, the death toll from the powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake has risen to 312, with 4,611 people injured and 290 still reported missing. The National Unit for Disaster Risk Management said around 277 buildings have collapsed, while nearly 30,000 homes have been damaged. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended on a negative note today. The Sensex declined 326 points to close at 76,910, while the Nifty lost 77 points to settle at 24,078. In FIH Hockey World Cup, the Indian men's team will face arch rivals Pakistan in a crucial Pool D encounter in the Netherlands this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.